This is a CK to Z news update. The first in-person Folk U Friday talk since the start of the pandemic will be held at the Linnea Outdoor Event Tent this Friday, October 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. Except for a few outdoor field trips, the weekly Folk U events had largely migrated to radio interviews with limited community interaction. Folk U founder Manda O'Fox Gillespie is calling the event Folk University Live, creating community in divisive times.
I'm really excited because this Friday we're going back to what I might call the old style or Folk University original, which means that we're actually doing it in real person, following all the COVID safety guidelines, which means it's going to be seated and outside under a tent. And it'll be at the usual Folk University time, 1 to 3 p.m. at the tent at Linnea.
What can people expect from the afternoon?
It'll start with an introduction by me, as most Folk Universities do. And then we'll have a short presentation, probably about 10 minutes, on what's happening in our brains and bodies when we're feeling disconnected from each other. And then we'll have a facilitated gathering, the container, to talk about what the individual or the individual's business or organization has been facing right now, what it's been like for them. And then if that's not been a particularly positive thing, that might be somewhat difficult for a lot of people, that they get to imagine it being a little bit more healthy, connected, joyous, easy in the future. So that kind of speaking out loud of a wishful future. No one needs to speak. It's not one of those events where everyone's going to be asked to speak. It's really, it's just to be there and feel how nice it is to be with each other. Oh, just the palpable relief that people feel when they're not just reading their information or connecting over the internet, but are actually being together with the people that they've come to rely upon to make up their community in real time. It feels great. As just a little reminder, if you're not sure you want to come, it feels really nice.
O'Fox Gillespie refers to herself as the founder, president, and janitor of Folk U.
Folk University is really about the fundamental idea that we are all learning individuals that will continue to learn and share throughout our entire lives. And that knowledge is not something that lives inside some ivory tower that one person has authority to, but that actually we are all knowledge keepers, and that we all have something to share that is of interest. But Folk University is also about all the exchanges that are part of being in community together. And so I'd like to say that it's a practice, like we're practicing being neighbors through Folk University. Over the years since Folk University started, it's been such a fun way to get to know the people and the ideas and the beliefs and the knowledge and the wisdom that make up this community. Things have been really intense through COVID for this year and a half. It's been quite the struggle for us to figure out how to continue to come together, how to keep our nonprofits and organizations and small businesses operating, and really just how do we continue to practice neighborliness? How do we continue to practice that exchange of our ideas and our interests that makes up being a community? So I thought, oh, well, of course, what better time to practice something than when it actually might be just a little bit more difficult than it has been in the past?
The event flyer reads, quote, "These are challenging times. Individuals in this community hold a wide variety of beliefs and values in relation to COVID. How do we want to handle that? How can we cultivate cooperation, mutual support, and resilience while holding such different beliefs? And how do we find common ground when just about everyone is dealing with fear, whether that be of COVID, or the unvaccinated, or of the vaccine, or of government overreach?" End quote.
The central question of Friday's Folk U talk is how, as a community, we will come together in these divided times to care for the health of our community, organizations, and our collective well-being. It's a two-hour event, but we're going to be outside and really, really respectful of people's time and who knows how cold it'll be and comfortable. So we're going to really try to have a hard stop at 3 and kind of be wrapping up around 2:30.
What is your ultimate hope for this event?
I'm hoping people will come out and get to lean a little bit into what are perhaps harder times, but just to remind ourselves that being a community member is a practice. It's always just been a practice. And in order for it to be a practice, we don't have to get it right. We don't have to be great at it. We just have to keep practicing. We have never agreed on everything with the people that we learn to rely upon in a small community. And so right now, we probably have a lot more that is taboo around what we actually talk about, but it still feels really good to be together with the people that we rely upon. My hope is that people can just have that little bit of a visceral reminder of how nice it is to be together in community and how much we actually like so many of the different members of this community, even the ones that we don't have a lot in common with.
You've been listening to an interview with Manda O'Fox-Gillespie about the in-person Folk U Afternoon this Friday, October 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Linnea Outdoor Event Tent.